This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The North Mac Panthers will be the visitors on the scoreboard tonight. They're decked out in their Columbia Blue uniforms. They'll start a 6'2 junior, Jake Malink, a 6'6 senior, Zane Langelier, a 6'1 senior, Dane Van Buskirk, a 5'8 freshman, Tanner Wilson, and a 6' junior, Sam Mount. The Staunton Bulldogs in their white uniforms with a red and black trim. They'll start Brady Kinder, a 6' senior, Griffin Bianco, a 6' junior, Ethan Booth, a 6'5 sophomore, Silas Cox, a 6' freshman, and Dylan Heeman, a 6'7 junior. And so we're ready to get this one underway as soon as the referee over on the far side gets the ball from one of the fans. He was checking out his whistle, and while he did that, he had one of the fans hold the ball for him. They inspected it, they improved it, and we're ready to jump this one up, and the Bulldogs will control the tip. They'll bring the ball down as it's Silas Cox taking the ball to the corner, loses control, and out of bounds it goes. So we talk about freshmen playing in the county. Cox may have gotten a little bit excited on his first trip down the floor here in this semifinal game.
Well, he had Van Buskirk right in his hip pocket.
Where he's going to have that all night.
Yes, he
may
as
well get used to it. Back the other way, Malink with the ball, kicks it up top to Van Buskirk. Van Buskirk will give it up to Wilson. Wilson will swing it around the corner, and it'll go back up top. Then they'll skip it all the way across to Wilson for a long three. Comes up a little long, a little strong. However, the Panthers get the rebound. Well, they try to dribble down the baseline. They dribble on the baseline, and, you know, we've seen that a couple of three times here in the tournament. I'm having trouble. North Mac is the visiting team.
You had that earlier in the tournament, too,
with
the girls.
It just doesn't seem right. Cox on the dribble. He's being challenged there by Wilson, and Wilson dives for the ball. Cox is able to maintain possession, and Coach Redfern real quickly calls a timeout. 7:19, haven't even played a minute, need our first timeout of the night. We'll take a break, too, and be back after this one message on WSMI. Following the timeout, the Bulldogs will inbound to Brady Kinder. Kinder being guarded by Wilson is going to take it down quickly on the dribble. He'll go over on the wing to Griffin Bianco. As they try to go inside to the big guy, the Panthers going to be charged on a reach in there. And this one's going to go against Zane Langelier. Langelier is going to pick up the foul. It'll be his first. There was no shooting going on there, so it's a common foul. And the Bulldogs will inbound. To Heeman in the corner for three. Rattles around, won't go down. But there's Ethan Booth. Oh, that one jumped in. Ooh. And jumped back out. Looked like it was in a frying pan the way it kicked back out of there. But the shot doesn't go, and the Bulldogs give up the ball. The Panthers will come back down the other way. Looking like it's a 1-2-2 zone defense for the Bulldogs. Into the corner it goes to Malink. Now they'll swing it back around to Van Buskirk. Into the corner, Malink has switched sides. Now Langelier with a nice pump fake. Can't get the shot to go, but Mount off the glass. No good. Still fighting for the ball. It's loose on the floor, and it's a scrum. Tell you what, you could get a kidney lacerated with everybody jumping on each other like that.
Tell you what, that might be the least of their problems by the time this game's over. This is going to be intense.
Jump ball called, and the arrow favors North Mac. So it's 6:35. They'll get the ball out under their own basket. It'll be Tanner Wilson as he's looking, trying to find somebody to throw it into. Then Malink finally does get it at the head of the key. He'll dish it off to Van Buskirk. Now over to Wilson. Down in the right corner it goes, and back up top. Pass is deflected. Fighting for the ball. Van Buskirk reached down for it, and Cox ran into it. Silas comes up the worst for the wear, but he's going to get the foul as the freshman picks up personal foul number one. Wilson will inbound over on the far side at the midcourt line. He'll get it in to Van Buskirk. Dane, a 6'1 senior, will bring the ball across midcourt. Picks his dribble up and gives it off to Wilson. Wilson goes into the corner to Malink. Malink comes dribbling out to the elbow and then passes it off. He'll go back inside, then outside. They're working the ball well, but getting no shots. Now Langelier off the glass is good. Nice pass, nice assist, nice shot for Langelier. And so the Panthers draw first blood. Now Booth trying to drive down the baseline, almost runs out of room, gets the ball back to Heeman. His shot goes up and in. Heeman got a shooter's touch there as that one kicked high off the iron and then dropped straight through. 2-2 is our score. 5:45 to go, first quarter. Malink with the ball. He'll swing it up top to Wilson. Wilson over on the side goes to Van Buskirk. He'll dribble into the free throw line and give off to Wilson. Down in the corner it goes to Malink. Malink skip pass over to Van Buskirk. Thought about a three. Instead, he'll take a couple of three dribbles. Give it off to Mount. Back up top to Wilson between the circles. He'll dribble around and let him reset the offense. Malink has it over on the wing. Back to Wilson, who drives in, then kicks back out. Over in the corner, he'll go to Malink, whose shot is blocked by Heeman. Heeman comes up with a loose ball. Nope. He lost control of it, went out of bounds. The Bulldogs never gained control, so it'll still be Panthers' ball. Wilson to trigger under his own basket. He's got Langelier out in the corner. Now up top, it'll go to Malink. They'll swing it around to Van Buskirk. Inside to Mount. Pump fake. He gets the Heeman airborne, and he'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. As Heeman will pick up his first to the free throw line, Sam Mount. Sam's about a 75% free throw shooter on the season. He'll eye the first one. He'll try the first one. Nope, can't buy the first one. Kicked off the back iron and jumped back out here. See if he can ease up just a wee bit on this second one. 5:06 to go, first quarter. Winner gets Southwestern in the championship game tomorrow night. Mount's second free throw. Drained it. And so 3-2 is the Panther lead, as Brady Kinder is going to bring the ball down, being guarded by Wilson. Kinder goes all the way into the hole. Scoop shot, no good. Booth is there for the rebound, and he gets fouled as he goes to the rack. I'll tell you what, Ethan Booth has a way of being around the rim and staying close and picking up those offensive rebounds. Foul's going to go against Malink. It'll be his first, easy for you to say, Ethan Booth to shoot two. First one's up, and the first one's good. Booth, almost a 70% free throw shooter on the season, makes the first one to tie things up 3-3. He'll get another one, few dribbles. Now he'll eye it. Now he'll try it. Nope, can't buy it. Kicked off back iron. Coming away with it is Malink. He's going to go coast to coast. Finger roll over the edge of the rim, and it's good. Jake Malink with some outstanding ball handling there. Got the ball down the length of the floor, and now going the other way. It is Griffin Bianco who tried to force the issue. With a little forearm shiver, he picks up the foul. It's an offensive foul, so that'll also go as a turnover against the Bulldogs, their second. First foul on Bianco, third team foul on SHS. Malink with the ball against a little bit of token pressure here by the Bulldogs. They're going 1-2-2 and pulling out to about half court. Now Wilson with the ball at the midcourt line. He'll go down the right corner to Langelier. Langelier will bring it back up top to Van Buskirk. Now to Wilson for three. Oh, rattled around, won't go down. Langelier had that one bounce off of his head. It went into the hands of Mount, whose shot wouldn't go. Now fighting for the rebound. It looks like a ping pong ball out there, as the call is going to be the Panthers step out of bounds. Utah, a ball is bouncing over. What are they? Pinball machine. That's what I'm trying to say.
This is a basketball game, correct? Just making sure. Yeah.
But in any event, the ball is turned over to the Bulldogs, as they said that the Panthers stepped out of bounds trying to drive down that sideline. That'll be two miscues on North Mac. Staunton has made two as well. Back the other way, Brady Kinder lost control of it. He's able to find it, picks the ball up, gives it off to Cox. Cox wants to dribble across the lane. Still, he'll give to Kinder. It looked like Kinder may have done a double jump stop there, but he got away with it. Now he'll drive baseline. Shots up, no good. Booth almost had the rebound, but the reason he did was because he was reaching over the back, and Ethan Booth is going to pick up the foul. On Booth, that'll be his first. On the Bulldogs, that'll be their fourth. Just inside the four-minute mark here of the first quarter, 5-3. Panthers with the lead and the ball. Wilson trying to weave his way through the defense. Almost lost the ball, but Mount was able to save it for him. Gets it over to Langelier. Skip pass all the way across to Mount. Thought about a three. Still, he'll pass it all the way back to Malink. Malink's going to dish it off for Van Buskirk out between the circles, and they'll reset the offense. Van Buskirk finds it going tough into the lane, so he'll kick it off to Langelier. Now Mount in the corner. Bottom of the net. Sam Mount drains the three from deep in the corner over on the right side. Wilson goes flying as Kinder got a little bit of a forearm in him. Got away with it. Now as Booth tries to go to the basket, he's going to be fouled by Sam Mount. As Mount's going to pick up his first, and Ethan Booth's going to go to the free throw line. He was 1-for-2 there just a minute ago.
I don't know which coach I'd rather watch patrol the sidelines, Gary, T.J. Wilson or Troy Redfern. They're both highly entertaining.
Booth with his first free throws up, rolls out, no good. A couple of substitutions coming in here for North Mac as Will Downs and Grant Thorman enter the lineup. Langelo's going to have a seat. And coming in for Staunton is Lucas Severs, as he will replace Griffin Bianco in the Bulldog lineup. And Booth will get ready to shoot his second free throw. He's 1 for 3 tonight. He's 2 for 4 now, as he makes 1 of 2 two times and gives the Panthers an 8-4 lead. Down to the 3:10 mark, quarter number one. Up top it goes to Thorman. Thorman on the dribble, kicks it over to Downs. Downs drives down the right side and kicks it into the corner to Malink. Malink comes back up top, gives it off to Thorman. Thorman dribbling outside, not actually going anywhere, just going from side to side, looking for a wing to hit. Now he hits Malink, who will replace him at the head of the key. Malink between the circles, gives it off to Thorman. Thorman on a little dribble drive, now he'll dish it off on the wing, giving it off to Wilson. Back on the other side, shots up, and good for
Malink.
Malink. They give him 2 on that?
Yes.
I thought it was 2. I didn't see the arms raised, but it looked like he was awfully close to the 3-point line. In any event, Malink now has 4 points, and the Panthers have a 6-point lead. Now they take the ball away from the Bulldogs, and it's that man Mount doing it once again. Downs down in the corner, gives the ball up top to Malink. Now it goes to Thorman, back to Mounts. Into the corner it goes to Downs. Downs on a dribble, going to kick it up top to Wilson. Wilson in the corner finds Malink, the hot guy here in the quarter. Back up top it goes to Wilson. Wilson sitting in a two-guard front, gets it into Mount. Mount's shot is blocked. It goes out of bounds as Mount went to the floor. That's what you call a good, solid block.
That was a munch.
Wilson's going to take a break for the Panthers, and Ryan Gustafson, easy for you to say, a 5'6 senior, will enter the Panther lineup. Inside 2 minutes we've gone, 1:59 showing on the clock. 10-4 is the Panther lead. They'll have the ball and get it out to Thorman. Now over to Downs, the lefty for 3. Nope, a little long, a little strong. Kinder comes up with a rebound, and he'll head back the other way. He's found Booth, but led him too much. Incomplete pass, out of bounds.
This is a similar start that Staunton had in that holiday tournament final against Hillsboro. Just a little bit hurried up and out of sorts.
Yes. First team to get under control wins. Downs will inbound with 1:49 to go here in the first quarter. He'll get it in to Thorman. Thorman going to give it over to Gustafson. Back to Thorman it goes. He'll go across midcourt, and he's going to be hit by Lucas Severs. Severs wanted to get into the dribbling lane. Instead, he got right into the elbow and the shoulder, and he'll pick up the foul. First foul on Severs. That is the 15th foul on Staunton. 5 different players with 1 foul each. That's what a coach likes to have if you have to have the fouls. Spread them out. Don't get anybody in trouble. As the Piasau Birds did in the previous game with Ben Lewis picking up 2 less than halfway through. Thorman led Downs, and Downs was headed to the corner. The ball goes out of bounds for turnover number 3 on North Mac. So Severs will inbound for the Bulldogs. Bringing the ball up the floor is Cox. Cox has a strip by Downs, and they're going back the other way. Will Downs with a lead pass for Thorman. A little bit too much mustard on it, and it'll go out of bounds. As you were saying, both teams kind of a little bit out of control here in the early going.
They'll get settled down.
So it'll be Kinder bringing the ball down as he's being guarded by Gustafson. He's being guarded by Kinder. With Gustafson over to Booth it goes. His shot's no good. Gustafson comes up with a rebound for North Mac. He'll bring it down on the dribble. Kick it into the low post. Ooh, just into the ball game is Evan Langelier. He'll kick it back up top to Thorman. Thorman gets bottom of the net. For Grant, his first points of the game, makes it 13-4 in favor of North Mac. Try to go to the big boy, and then they'll swing it back outside, and coming up with a nice 3 is Lucas Severs as he goes bottom of the net and answers for the Bulldogs. They pulled within 6, 13-7, into the final 30 seconds of the first quarter. Downs facing a double team, gets the ball off to Thorman, who immediately drives in, dishes it off to Malink. As Malink headed to the basket, he shuffled those feet. Turnover number 5 on North Mac. So with 22 seconds to go here in the first quarter, trailing by 6, 13-7, the Bulldogs will get the ball back. Severs will get it in to Kinder. Kinder's going to bring it down with 15 seconds. And a foul going to be called against Gustafson. And he did not like the call.
No, he did not.
Shall we say he was hopping mad? In any event, he got away with it. No technical foul called there. Kind of like one of those little banny roosters, you know? You don't want to test me because I'm really high strung and I'm going at it hot and heavy and doing all I can do here today. And now with the shot clock going down with 4 seconds to go, three-point attempt up, and it's no good. Downs from three-point court comes up just shy. North Mac 13, Staunton 7, end of quarter number one. Coming up with quarter number two after these messages on WSMI. The Bulldogs would get the ball to start the second quarter. Kinder gets it down in the corner to Cox. Cox with a bit of a forearm shiver there. Got away with it. He'll give it off to Andrew Novak just into the game. Novak's going to try to drive to the free throw line. He'll give off to Brady Kinder for three. Nope, this one will not go. Coming up with a rebound for North Mac is Cole Etter just into the ball game. Over to Langelier it goes. Now down in the corner it goes to Wilson. Wilson back up top to Van Buskirk. Ooh, Van Buskirk almost had his pocket pick. He's able to maintain control, get the ball into Mount, and Mount makes a nice head fake, gets the defense going up. As they're coming down, he goes up for his 6 point. 7:15 to go till halftime. 15-7 is the North Mac lead. Staunton with the ball, looking inside. They're going to try to go to Booth. His pop is good from just inside the free throw line. So give Booth his first 2 points of the second quarter to go along with 2 free throws in the first. He has 4. Skip pass all the way over to the other side to Van Buskirk. Now it'll go down inside to Cole Etter. Now to Mount over in the left corner. Skip it back up top, getting the ball to Etter. Now to Wilson. Back in the corner to Mount. All the way across the floor. That's a dangerous pass. Van Buskirk was able to go high and get it. Langelier to the middle. And to the basket goes Langelier. Zane with his second bucket as he just finger rolled that one over the front edge of the rim. The old teardrop. As it makes it 17-9, the Bulldogs with the ball, the Panthers with the lead. Cox at the head of the key, dribbles over to the left side, then he'll give the ball off to Lucas Severs. Severs going to pop one from just inside the three-point line. So give Severs 2, he already had a 3, so he has 5 now of the 11 points for the Bulldogs. It's 17-11, North Mac with the lead and the ball to Langelier. His shot is blocked by Booth, who then saves it from going out of bounds. But as he tries to throw it back inbounds, it hits the sideline. So North Mac will maintain possession. Outstanding effort that time, though, by Ethan Booth to make the block, then go and try to save the ball. Wilson will inbound on the sideline deep in the corner. Back up top, it'll go to Etter. Etter will swing it back between the circles to Van Buskirk. They'll set the offense up. Langelier now with the ball deep in the right corner. He passes out and then sets a screen, and then Wilson takes a three-point shot. It won't go. There's Booth to come away with a rebound. He'll give it off to Kinder, and Brady will take the Bulldogs back down to set their offense up. Over to Severs on the left wing. He'll dribble back up to the top, looking for a lane to drive into on the right side of the lane. He stops, dishes the ball back up top, giving it off to Novak. Novak now to Kinder. Kinder looking inside, kind of led that pass a little too much, and it went into the hands of Van Buskirk. Now as we go back down the other way, Van Buskirk was driving, and he's going to be fouled by Lucas Severs on a reach-in. Severs gets caught with his hand in the cookie jar. That will be his second foul. 5:20 to go till halftime. 17-11, North Mac with the lead and the ball. Downs re-enters the game as Cole Etter will take a seat for Coach T.J. Wilson. 2 veteran coaches on the benches today. T.J. Wilson for North Mac and Troy Redfern for the Staunton Bulldogs. 2 downs it goes. He picked up the bounce pass, took one dribble, then didn't know where he wanted to go. And they're going to call a travel call.
Interesting note, of course, the last time the county was in North Mac, Troy Redfern coaching the Staunton Lady Bulldogs, they won the county title.
Indeed, he's proved he can coach the girls or coach the boys. He just coaches basketball, as he'll tell you. Cox now loses control of the ball as he tries to pass errantly. Novak was able to get it. Novak almost lost it, then got it back. Staunton maintains possession as we're going a little helter-skelter out here on the floor right now. But nonetheless, trailing by 6, it'll be Bulldogs bringing the ball down. Over on the side, it goes to Devin Ray, just entered the ball game. He'll give it up top to Silas Cox. Cox to Kinder for three. Nope, a little long, a little strong. Fighting for the rebound. Ray goes to the floor. And going to be a foul called on an undercut there as Langelier went for the ball. He got his legs cut out from under him, and Devin Ray will pick up personal foul number one. I believe that's 17 fouls, so we'll walk to the other end of the floor. Zane Langelier is going to shoot the one and one. Langelier, 68% free throw shooter on the season. Thorman replaces Wilson in the lineup. And Malink's back in there as Gustafson will have a seat. Langelier going to eye the first one, going to try the first one. Can't buy the first one. It rolls off. Ray comes away with a rebound for SHS. He'll bring the ball down the floor. Wanted to pass. Kinder wasn't looking. He ended up taking one extra pass before he could get rid of the ball. Those are the unforced errors that really cause coaches to have sleepless nights.
And Troy Redfern just told Devin Wright, just keep dribbling the ball.
Don't pick up your dribble until you know what you're going to do with it. Back the other way, Downs with the ball up top, goes into the corner to Malink. Malink with a pass fake there, and he'll go back around to Thorman on the other side. Malink sitting in the corner, just waiting to see if Downs could get him the ball. He does. Now Malink's going to bring him around on the dribble. He'll go around the horn to Mount for three. Bottom of the net. That's the way Coach drew it up. Just take your time, pass the ball around the perimeter. Eventually the defense will overshift, and we'll have the open shot. Mount with 5 points in the quarter, 9 points in the game. Back the other way, Cox into the lane, stop and pop from 12. It won't go. Fighting for the rebound, it's Malink coming away with it. He wants to force the issue and go coast to coast to Langelier, off the glass, and good. Langelier gets the points, but good assist there. Gives the Panthers a 22-11 lead. Staunton Bulldogs need a timeout. They'll get one with 3:40 to go until halftime. You're listening to the 100th Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. Following the timeout, the Bulldogs will inbound to Devin Ray. It goes over on the right wing. He's picked up his dribble, doesn't know what to do with the ball now. Gives it off to Cox and to Kinder, trying to get the ball in to Heeman. It's deflected and stolen by the Panthers. Now fighting for the ball at midcourt and knocking around. It goes out of bounds, and the referee, who was ahead of the play, looks back and says, I think we'll keep it with blue. So the Panthers, leading 22-11, will inbound right in front of Coach Redford. Malink will get it in to Thorman. Thorman will dribble down the left side. He'll have a bounce pass, taken into Downs. Now they'll swing the ball back around the perimeter. Skip it all the way over to Downs, trying to go inside to Langelier. Pass is deflected, but Langelier is able to get it. Get it back out to Downs. To Mount for three. Will not go. Langelier fighting for the rebound. He tips it, and Downs puts it in. And I'll tell you what, Downs is going to get the 2 points, but Coach Redford's going to get his money's worth as he's upset with that call. Thought there should have been a foul reaching over the back.
He wanted over the back, but Langelier's 6'6", Gary.
Instead, the foul will go against Malink on the defense as the Bulldogs inbound. Well, you know what? We short coaches, we always have to take offense to those tall people. They shouldn't take advantage of we short people.
I hear you, man. How tall do you think I am?
Kinder with the ball. 24-11 is the Panther lead. He'll give it off to Cox, being guarded by Thorman. Now back to Kinder. Gets a screen from Heeman at the head of the key. He'll go from left to right, now behind his back in reverse. Downs is guarding him closely as Kinder picks up his dribble and gives it off to Heeman at the left elbow. Now it goes to Ray. Ray goes between the legs. Back he'll go to Kinder. Now to the other side to Booth. Booth going to dribble a couple times. He says, that's not my forte. I better get rid of it. Thorman going to get called on a reach-in as Cox was trying to go to the basket. Thorman was trying to get the ball away.
Boy, where was Thornton B, Gary, without the 5 points off the bench by Lucas Severs?
Amen to that. As Grant Thorman picks up his first foul. And it'll be Van Busker coming back in to replace Downs. And Malink coming back in to give Langelier a break with 2:20 to go here till halftime. Staunton will inbound under their own basket. Devin Ray, the trigger man. He's looking, finds Kinder. Kinder off the glass. No, it will not go, but there's Booth once again. Ethan Booth, who makes a living doing just that. Stay close to the rim, pick up the offensive rebound, put it back, 4.25, 6 in the game for Ethan Booth. He has 6 of the 13 points for the Bulldogs. Back the other way, Thorman with the ball over on the right side. Into the corner, it goes to Malink. They'll skip it back up top to Wilson. Thought about a three. Instead, they'll go inside to Mount with a pump fake. Off the glass, no good. And there's big Dylan Heeman coming up with a rebound for the Bulldogs. He positioned himself well on the opposite side. Thorman once again trying to challenge Kinder, and Thorman's going to pick up the foul. It'll be number two on Grant. And Ray will come out of the ball game, as Griffin Bianco will come back into the ball game. Ryan Gustafson will replace Thorman in the Panther lineup. And it'll be Evan Langelier coming in for Malink, as Brady Kinder gets ready to shoot the free throw. It's up, and it's good. Rattled around and finally went down. Wasn't exactly what you call true blue tickle the twine, but doesn't matter. They'll give him the point. That's his first point of the night. Kinder averaging about 16 points a game for the Bulldogs. He's got two, as he makes both free throws. With 100 seconds to go until halftime, 24-15 is the lead. Inside and up, the shot goes. As that was, that was 13, right?
Yes,
that'd be,
sir,
Evan Langelier. Lost him in my playbook here. Langelier with his first 2 points of the basketball game makes it 26-15. Langelier with the points, Bulldogs with the ball. Going to be a hold call away from the basket. We're going to call it on 13. That will be Evan Langelier if he's still wearing the same jersey he was just a moment ago. Evan will pick up his first in the bonus. So Ethan Booth, who's 2 for 4 from the charity stripe, will go and shoot the 1-and-1. He'll eye the first one. He'll try the first one. He'll buy the first one. Well, the free throw shot is supposed to be 15 feet from the rim. But as long-legged and long-armed as Booth is, I think he's shooting from about 13 feet by the time he releases it. He says, oh, shot that one long and strong, but once again, he goes in, almost got the offensive rebound. It was deflected away by the Panthers, and a reach-in foul going to be called on Booth as he will pick up his second. There's a situation. You miss the free throw. You want to go get the ball so bad, you end up committing the foul. Complicate matters even further.
Not the first time that's happened, Gary. Probably about the 6 millionth time it's happened.
Gustafson to shoot the 1-and-1 at the other end. His first one kicks back iron. Booth comes up with a rebound, and the Bulldogs will head back the other way.
Don't you feel, Gary, if the Bulldogs have this in single digits at half, they'll feel pretty good?
Oh, you talk about somebody picking the pocket. Ryan Gustafson, I only wish in my dreams that I could be that fast as he poked and got the ball away, but he's going to get called for the foul, and you can hear from the crowd what the people from North Mac thought about that one. Second foul of the night on Gustafson, and that'll put Kinder to the free throw line to shoot the 1-and-1. His free throw's up, and it's good.
Of course, Gustafson had that moment earlier in the week when he got that block late and just mean mugged the opponent. He got a good rise out of the entire gymnasium, including T.J. Wilson.
Now I got to stop and think, was that the same referee? No, I don't think it was the same crew. Second free throw is no good. We have a violation. Someone was in the lane too soon, and so it'll be a substitute throw for Kinder.
Smart move. Troy Redfern said, Griffin, get in there and get Booth off the lane with those two fouls.
Amen. And so Kinder will try his second free throw a second time. This time, it comes up short. So in any event, gave him two tries, still couldn't get it to go. Back the other way quickly is Gustafson. Into the corner to Wilson. Back up top to Gustafson. Gustafson has the ball between the circles, looking over in the corner, see if he wants to give it down there to Van Buskirk. Van Buskirk now says, I'll come back up. And that time, an errant pass, simply thrown away. And back the other way, the Bulldogs return the favor and throw it away again. So becoming a comedy of errors here in the last couple minutes.
Staunton has had a number of those passes in the first half, Gary, where they have just either led their intended target too far or had way too much steam on the pass. And that's nerves to me.
My saying was always, it's not a good pass unless it's caught.
Well, there you go.
That's the number one thing.
Can't argue with that.
If the guy can't catch a hard pass, don't throw him a hard pass. If the guy can't catch one of these knees, don't throw anybody's knees. And don't throw him at his knees, even a can catch it. You got to throw better than that. But anyway, down to the final 35 seconds we go. The Panthers of North Mac with a 26-17 lead will bring the ball down and set up for what might be the last shot of the first half. Ben Buskirk goes down into the corner. He'll give it off to Malink. They'll swing it back around the other way to Wilson. Wilson will back things out with 19 seconds to go. He said, let's get the offense set up. Coach Wilson is really screaming out instructions there from the far sideline. Now Wilson with the ball gives the ball up top to Van Buskirk. He drives through traffic off the glass, and it's in. Van Buskirk with an acrobatic circus move gets a layup to go just before the buzzer sounds. We have come to halftime, and after two quarters of play, it is North Mac 28, Staunton 17. Back with the first half stuff after these messages on WSMI. So we're ready for third quarter action. 28-17, North Mac with the lead. They'll get the ball to start the quarter, as it'll be Dane Van Buskirk giving the ball in to Tanner Wilson. Wilson's going to go to Langelier on the high post to Mount on the low post. That was a pretty easy call, because you know when Heeman's coming across the lane, he's going to crash into somebody, and he does, picking up his second foul. Mount did a good job there just standing in there. I tell you what, that took a lot of intestinal fortitude, knowing you're going to get crashed down on by the big 6'7", Heeman. Mount's first free throw's up, and it's good.
Mount plays a lot bigger than his 6-foot program height.
Yes, indeed. 75% free throw shooter on the season. He's hit 2 for 3 today, so you'd expect him to make this one. Did I jinx it? Nope. Attaboy. I love it when they can go through my jinx. Sam Mount in double figures with 11. He's leading the way for the Panthers. Kinder tried to go behind the back, and it went a little bit wild. It goes out of bounds, and there's a situation where pesky defense results in a turnover. He couldn't cross over there. He had to go behind his back. When he did, he lost control.
They've got him sped up.
And now the Panthers will come back with a 13-point lead, 30-17. 7:40 to go here in the third quarter. This big crowd just getting back inside, nestled in. Mount this time tried to shoot an awkward shot. It was affected by Heeman being on the inside. Heeman thought he had the rebound, but he had it taken away from him, and Langelier puts it in. For Zane Langelier, his 8th point of the game. Back the other way they'll go as Lucas Severs on the behind-the-back dribble gives off to Cox. Cox has the ball batted. It goes off of Mount's hand, then onto Cox's leg. That's a good call that a lot of times the officials don't make correctly, but it was made correctly there. Mark that down, will you? I said something nice about the officials.
Got it. Okay. 7:15 of the third quarter.
There we go. Proper call indeed. Back the other way, Van Buskirk gives the ball over to Malink, still waiting to get the ball across midcourt. Malink comes all the way across the midcourt line. Now he'll get and give it off to Wilson. Wilson with a nice entry pass to Langelier. Pump fake to the hole, finger roll, and it's good. Langelier showing some finesse there. The little teardrop goes in, giving him 10 points. Now trying to get the ball back. Going to be a foul called against the Panthers, and this is going to go against Van Buskirk. Going to pick up his first. And once again, what they're trying to do is they're trying to irritate the Bulldogs and get them out of their rhythm, and they're doing a pretty good job here in the first minute and a half.
They are, and Garrett, a little surprised since they've already played them once that they're having these types of problems.
And Cox tries to go around the baseline, and he has the ball stripped by Mount, gets it off to Wilson. Wilson goes coast to coast and picks up his first 2 points of the game. 36-17, don't look now, but the Panthers have doubled up the Bulldogs, plus 2. Timeout on the floor, 6:38 to go, third quarter, 36-17. North Mac with a lead. We'll take this break and be back after these messages on WSMI. Well, the Bulldogs will inbound following the timeout. Severs is going to go down the lane, off the glass, no good. Langelier wipes it clean. He'll bring the ball down the floor. He's looking to go all the way. Whoa! He's going to go. No, they're going to call a travel. He may not like that call, but I guarantee you that's better than the foul he could have gotten.
That's exactly right.
Well, this is the final game here at the county for us tonight. What else we got going on?
Championship bracket semifinal action from the Litchfield Invitational, Nokomis and Taylorville next. Then the 9th place game has Litchfield and Pena. That'll be the 4th and final broadcast tonight around 10:30.
Tell you what, you talk about a double head bump. Wilson and Brady both down. I mean, they smacked noses, I believe. But in any event, the Bulldogs try to come back and get the ball. Instead, it was Van Buskirk who picked up the ball, went to the basket, got a shot to drop, and he'll go to the free throw line to try to complete the old-fashioned three-point play.
The wheels of the Bulldog wagon are wobbly.
Well, I tell you what, Tanner Wilson, he's wobbly right now. He got hit right below the eye, it looks like. Free throws up, rattles around, won't go down for Van Busker. So he gets two but can't get three. We go inside 6 minutes. Kinder for three. Nope, it won't go. Van Busker coming up with a rebound. He'll go quickly to Malink. Malink's going to force the issue into Mount, up and off the glass, and good. Mount does a good job of protecting the ball with his body, kind of kept it behind him, a little semi-hook up over the defender. Mount has four and a quarter, 13 points for the game. 40-17, North Mac trying to make a shambles out of this. Booth with a baseline jumper, will not go. Bounced on the left side, bounced on the right side, bounced on the left side, finally bounced out. You know the shots aren't falling for him.
It has not been Staunton's night, obviously, but North Mac has a lot to do with that.
Well, North Mac is one of the few teams that we've seen come down to this rim down here on the east end and actually score some points in the first half.
What is their rim, Gary?
Either that or maybe they changed it when we weren't looking. In any event, Langelier goes across the lane, kicks the ball out to Thorman. Thorman tried to juggle with one hand. He's able to corral it. Do a backdoor cut off to Van Buskirk. Van Buskirk almost loses it. Now the errant pass is stolen by Ray. He'll go coast to coast and pick up two.
First points of the half for Staunton.
Devin Ray with the first points of the game for him. Yes, it went three minutes and 15 seconds without scoring. Now a hand check on Severs will be his third personal. You know, I understand you're not supposed to put your hands on the player, but how many times do we see that not called, not called, and then all of a sudden 65, 70 feet in the basket, they call it. And it was the correct call. Mark that down.
That's got it again.
Second compliment. One more, and that'll be it for tonight.
Two and one quarter?
No, that's two and one season. That's it. Only one thing better than being a referee, that's being an ex-referee, so that you can ridicule and don't have to get the repercussions. Oh, Langelier drives to the basket well and then dumps it off to Mount. Mount gets the easy two, and he points to his teammate, telling Zane, a great pass, buddy. Thank you very much. Now, Muth is going to shoot from the free throw line. It won't go. They're fighting for the ball. The big guys are all fighting, and Grant Thorman comes up with the ball. Back the other way. It'll go to Langelier. He'll stop. He'll pop. It's too long and too strong. Fighting for the rebound. Kinder's going to poke it ahead, and he'll take it for a left-hand layup, and it's good. Brady Kinder with his first basket of the ball game. He has 5 points halfway through quarter number three. The Panthers have doubled up the Bulldogs, 42-21. Winner gets Southwestern tomorrow night. Thorman with the ball between the circles being guarded by Ray. He goes right around him into the tall timber. Grant Thorman showed no fear whatsoever. Off the glass and good for Thorman. Plays just like his dad. Ray with the ball over on the side. Gives it off to Heeman. Haven't heard much from Heeman. Back to Cox. Now to Kinder. Thought about a three. Mount wants to reach behind to get the ball. It won't go. Kinder goes around him and goes to the basket to pick up his second bucket here in the third quarter. 7 point of the game for Brady Kinder. 44-23 is the Panther lead. Wilson off on the wing to Mount. Now they'll go down to Downs in the corner. He'll give back to Mount, who's replaced him in the corner, and they'll go back up top to Wilson. Oh, pass is stolen by Ray. Ray's going to go to the basket. Thorman trying to stop him. He does stop him as Ray's shot goes off the rim and will not go. And the Panthers gain control of the ball. Coach Wilson wants to gain control of his team, so he'll take a timeout. They lead by 21, 2:55 to go here in the third quarter, 44-23 in favor of the Panthers. We'll be back after these messages on WSMI. Following the timeout, we'll come back to live action. But before we do, this is the semifinal night of the county tournament. What do we know about the setup for tomorrow night?
Well, we'll start at noon. The girls' fifth-place game will have Staunton against North Mac. The boys' fifth-place game will follow at 1:30. Mount Olive will take on Gillespie. At 3 o'clock, the girls' third-place game will have Carthenville against Bunker Hill. boys third place at 4:30. Our girls championship game at 6:30 with Gillespie and Southwestern. Then the boys title at 8. We'll have the two title games live here on FM 106.
And we do know, of course, that Carlinville is in the third place game for the boys, and they will be taking on the loser of this ball game. And, of course, Southwestern's in the boys' championship game. They'll be taking on the winner of this game. Following the timeout, Wilson will inbound to Langelier at the baseline. Langelier is going to bring the ball back out on a dribble. He'll lose control, lose the ball. That's only the 8th turnover of the night on North Mac. Oh, Cox with a swift pass finds Booth going to the basket, but Cox did a good job with a no-look pass across the lane.
North Mac's had some turnovers here in the last few minutes.
And that's why Coach called the timeout.
Yes, it is. And then they turned it over out of the timeout.
And you notice as he stands there, his arms are folded. Mount got himself behind the basket as he pump faked to go up for the shot. Going to be a foul called. Good thing there was, because that ball didn't have a chance of going in. Foul goes on White, 40. That'll be Andy Novak, his first. Mount to the free throw line. He's 3-for-4 from there tonight, including 2-for-2 his last trip. Attaboy, you jinxed him, Coach. He misses it. 75% free throw shooter is Sam Mount. He dries his hands off on those pants. Now he'll take that ball, spin it in his hands, and eye it, and try it, and buy it. So Mount now has 7 points in the quarter, 16 points in the game. He will take a break. Malik comes back into the ball game. Wilson will have a seat as Gustafson comes into the ball game for the Panthers. Ray gets the ball into Kinder, who faces a double team. He gets out of it by getting it to Cox. Cox with a bounce pass as he gives it off on the wing to Novak. Novak in the corner now with the ball, goes inside to Booth. Another nice pass to Booth. And he gets the bucket, gives him 4 1/4, 11 for the game. You can see that Staunton getting into the flow a little bit better. It's just a shame they're 18 points down.
Their defense got them settled down, but was it too late?
Well, I think they're probably going to have to pop a few threes here if they want to get back. I don't think North Mac is going to go that cold that long to take up an 18-point deficit. Thorman stopped, and they said he scooted his foot. Now, if you get a few more of those, that could really help you to get back in the game quickly. Coach Wilson with his hands to the sky. Now he clasps them behind his back. With 100 seconds to go in the third quarter, Kinder gets an offensive foul. He was playing bumper cars there. The defender held his ground. Kinder picked up the foul, his first, and that's the fourth team foul on Staunton. Van Buskirk will replace Downs in the Panther lineup, and he'll be the trigger man as the Bulldogs have come out in full court pressure. Gustafson goes down the court quickly. Now Thorman comes back, and Gustafson comes back and gets the inbounds pass. He's being guarded by Cox, gets the ball across midcourt, stays low, protects the ball, gives it off to Thorman. Thorman spins and opens up to the basket. He'll look for his options and go over on the wing, gives it to Ryan Gustafson. Gustafson gives the ball up top to Malink, then gets it back over to Thorman down deep in the left wing. Thorman going to drive and give it off to Langelier. Langelier dishes it off to Van Busker. He'll drive baseline, go to Malink. They'll spin it back around for Thorman. His three-point shot comes up short. And coming up with a rebound is Andrew Novak. Down to the final minute of the third quarter. 45-27, 18-point advantage for the Panthers. Try to force the ball inside. Almost lost there, but Novak saves it. As Novak goes for the ball, he is going to pass it out to Ray, but coming in to make the interception was Thorman, and then Ray gets caught reaching in for his second foul. So that will be 16 fouls against the Bulldogs, the last time that the Panthers will take the ball out. Unless it's an offensive foul, they'll be shooting the rest of the way. Gustafson comes down the lane, drives, got Ray, and he'll take him all the way basket and then give it off to Malink. Malink swings it back up top to Van Buskirk. A little quick dribble there between three defenders. Off to Gustafson. Bottom of the net. Ryan Gustafson comes up with a huge three as he drained it from the right side, well beyond the three-point arc. The 5'6 senior comes up with his first points of the game. Now the Bulldogs having trouble getting the ball in. They'll finally get it into Kinder, who gives it back to Ray. soon as Ray goes across the midcourt line, he's going to be fouled, and this one will go against Van Buskirk. It'll be his second, only the second team foul on the Panthers here in the second half. We've got a hold, and I think there's quickly going to be one more. This was going to be against Gustafson. Tell you what, he's sneaky quick, but sometimes he's not sneaky enough.
But he is quick all the time.
He got caught with his hand in the cookie jar there, but just straight-faced. He didn't smile or anything. It was like he could be a poker player. No emotion whatsoever. Now there's going to be another one called. This one's going to go against Van Buskirk. That will be his third, and that is the fourth foul against the Panthers here in the second half. Wilson will replace Van Buskirk in the Panther lineup with 22 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 48-27, North Mac with a 21-point lead. To Silas Cox, his shot doesn't go, but there's once again Ethan Booth to pick up an offensive rebound. He gets it out in the corner, gives it to Kinder. Kinder's going to try to drive to the hole. Oh, comes up a little short. Booth was there again, couldn't get the shot to drop, but he'll go to the free throw line. I guarantee you one thing, if Ethan Booth would put up a mailbox, he would get mail under the basket there. That's how much time he's in there working to get rebounds. Outstanding rebounder indeed. Foul's going to go against Langelier. It'll be his second. Booth will make the first free throw, gives him 5 points in the quarter, 12 for the game. Looking for number 13 with 7 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 20-point lead for North Mac, 48-28, as Booth gets situated for his second free throw. A couple three dribbles, eyes it, tries it, and buys it. 7 points in the first half, 6 points in the third quarter, 13 points in the game for Booth. Going the other way, Wilson's going to kick it out to Van Buskirk for three. Bottom of the net.
Gustafson
makes the three, and just as he did when he committed the foul, no facial expression at all. Just, I knew I could do it, and I did it. After three quarters here at the Macoupin County Tournament, semifinal number two, it is North Mac 51, Staunton 29. Back with the fourth quarter after these messages on WSMI. The Bulldogs trailing by 22 points get the ball to start the fourth quarter. They miss one shot, get a rebound. They miss another shot, get a rebound. They miss another shot, get a rebound. And now we have a jump ball, and the arrow will favor the Panthers. So you talk about empty possessions. The Bulldogs just simply couldn't get anything out of that when they desperately needed something.
That's been their night.
Back the other way. It'll go into the corner. Is there going to be a hold foul called? Is that going to go on Novak? Nope, they're going to call it on White 5. Brady Kinder is going to pick up his second. And to the free throw line, it'll send Cole Etter. Etter looking for his first points of the game. As Ray will have a seat, and Lucas Severs will replace him in the Bulldog lineup. A one-on-one for Cole Etter. It's up, comes up short. Heeman comes up with a rebound. Dylan Heeman averaging 10 points a game has been held to 2 points tonight. Cox comes down, pump fake, and up it goes. Silas Cox with his first 2 points of the game, and that's unusual for him to be held scoreless this long. Mount the other way, he's going to drive baseline. Going to be another foul called on the Bulldogs. What did I tell you about, oh, yes, we can? This foul will go against Novak. It'll be his second. Sam Mount shooting a one-and-one. First one's up, and it's good. So Mount now has 17, looking for 18. He averages about 13 points a game, so he's over his average. And at 75% on the free throws for the year, he's going to make another one. So that puts him 2 for 2 in the quarter, 5 for 6 in the second half. 6 for 8 in the ball game, 75%. And that's what I said he was, 75% shooter. Cox with the ball. Back over the other way, he'll drive down the left side of the lane, picks up his dribble, gives it out to Severs. Severs going to pop a three. That one finally went down. I didn't know if that was going to stay down or not, as it went down and popped back out, juggled around, and finally went through the hole and comes up a three-pointer for Severs. Back the other way, it is Langelier doing his thing down the lane as he pretty much has his way tonight when he wants to go inside. Give him 12 points, give the Panthers a 21-point lead. Kinder going to pick up the turnover as he picked up the ball and couldn't get his feet to stop. That'll be turnover number 12 on the Bulldogs. Wilson's going to have a seat as Malink will replace him in the Panther lineup. 6:14 to go, and it looks like we will have a championship game tomorrow night between Southwestern and North Mac, the two extremes of the county. North Mac with the ball and the lead. Now as Malink comes in, he'll give it off to Langelier. Langelier going to spin, make a move on Heeman. Oh, and a nice pass to Mount. And Mount gets an easy two, thanks in no small part to Langelier's nifty ball handling. 57-34, it's a 23-point lead for the Panthers. Severs trying to drive. Instead, he'll pick up his dribble and give it off to Kinder. Kinder goes to Heeman. Heeman drives and tries to go down the side of the lane. Langelier gives him a little bit of a shove. And Zane is going to pick up his third. Zane Langelier, the 6'6 senior. Not to be confused with Evan, a 6'2 sophomore. Dylan Heeman with 2 points tonight, looking for his first free throw. He found it. He'll get one more as Evan Langelier comes into the ballgame now. So in the number one hole on each side of the lane, we've got the Langelier boys. Heeman getting ready to shoot his second free throw. Off the back iron, it won't go. Rebound comes down to Cole Etter, who gives it off to Malink. Malink taking his time, gives the ball to Gustafson, who brings it across midcourt. Down to 5:30 we go. Ryan down the lane to Langelier in the corner. He'll stop and kick a pass across. He'll give it off to Evan Langelier, who'll go to the hole. It'll roll around and go off the rim. He'll go to the line to shoot a pair as he was hacked in the act. And they'll call this one on Dylan Heeman. Heeman's going to pick up his third. Evan Langelier, 6'2 sophomore. He's got a bucket, looking for his first free throws of the night. The lefty eyes it, tries it. Ooh, back iron. He'll try it again. Got his hands on his hips. Get yourself set. Now he'll take one dribble, spin the ball in his hand, eye it, try it, shoot it just like the first one off the back iron. At least we can say he's consistent, but he was 0-for-2 from the charity stripe that time. Kinder with the ball as we go to 5:15. He'll kick the ball out to Heeman at the free throw line. Off to Novak over on the right wing. Back up top to Cox. Cox to Kinder. Kinder looking inside. Nobody's there, so he'll dish it off to Novak. Novak to Heeman. Heeman has the ball taken away as Cole Etter just simply stripped him back the other way. He lead past Evan Langelier. His shot won't go, but he'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. 34 on the white will be Cox. To the free throw line will go Evan Langelier to shoot two more. Very eased up a little and got that shot to drop. So Evan Langelier with his first free throw, his third point of the game. Downs comes back in, replacing Malink. Thorman into the ball game as well. So Thorman and Gustafson are your two guards out there. Evan Langelier shooting a free throw. He has Cole Etter and Will Downs on the lane. Second free throw is up and good. So Evan Langelier made the necessary adjustments from those two missed free throws. He makes two in a row. Gives him 4 points for the game. And now Luke Severs, trying to get away from Thorman, decided he would just shove him in the ground. Severs going to pick up his fourth foul. What were we saying about these pesky guards for the Panthers? They can really get under your skin. Thorman did there as it created a turnover on the Bulldogs. That's turnover number 13. Thorman now gets the ball off to Langelier. Pass is deflected, goes out of bounds. Brady Kinder goes halfway up the bleachers to get it. Griffin Bianco comes back into the ball game as he will replace Lucas Severs in the Bulldog lineup. Will Downs will inbound at the free throw line extended over on the left side. He'll give the ball off to Cole Etter. Etter to Langelier. That's Evan in there now. Back to Gustafson. It goes now to Downs. Downs with a bounce pass. Gets it off to Etter. Etter picks up his dribble and gives it off to Thorman. Thorman was almost run over by Kinder, who was doing everything he could not to hit him. Shot goes up by Etter, and it's no good. The Bulldogs come away with it. Almost losing the ball was Kinder, but the foul's going to go against Cole Etter. Etter's going to pick up the foul, and we'll go to the bonus, Will Brady Kinder. So for Etter, that'll be his first foul. Kinder, 3-for-4 from the charity stripe tonight, about 72% on the year. He'll shoot a 1-and-1. He makes the first. He'll get the second one. 8 points on the night for Kinder. He averages about 16 points a game for the Bulldogs. Well under his average tonight. Has only 2 field goals, but he has four free throws. Looking for number 5. He found it. 2 and a quarter, 9 in the game for Kinder. 59-37, North Mac with the lead and the ball. Thorman brings it down on the dribble, being guarded by Cox. He'll pick his dribble up and give it off to Downs. Halfway through quarter number 4. Gustafson has the ball. He'll dribble back around the top. Now he'll drive into the lane and dish it off to Evan Langelier. Back to Thorman. Into the lane he'll go. Stops, fakes, kicks out to Downs. Back inside it goes to Cole. Etter. His shot will not go, as that one's just a little too strong. Off the iron it goes. Back the other way go to the Bulldogs, trailing by 22. Kinder's going to drive into the lane, try to get the layup to go. He can't. He'll get the foul and go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. They'll call the foul on Blue 33, I believe. Yes, and that'll be his second. To the free throw line, Brady Kinder. First free throw comes up short. Kinder, 2-for-3 here in the quarter. He'll get another one. 5-for-7 on the night. Needs this one to go at 75%. He gets it. So it gives him 10 points. He's in double figures now with 3-3-3 showing on the fourth quarter clock. 59-38, North Mac with the lead in the ball. Thorman with a nice bounce pass there for Etter. Etter swings it over to Langelier. Evan drives in, tries to give it back to Etter, and it goes out of bounds. Turnover number 10 on North Mac. Bryce Trojak coming into the lineup for the Panthers, as Thorman will have a seat. Downs will have a seat as well, as Hunter Smith, a 6'1 senior, enters the lineup for Coach T.J. Wilson. Cox on the dribble as we approach the 3:15 mark. Over in the corner, it'll go to Bianco. They're looking inside for Booth. Booth can't handle it, and it goes out of bounds. Turnover number 14 on the Bulldogs. So with 3:10 to go, they'll inbounds the ball to Gustafson. He'll bring it on a dribble, being guarded by Cox. A lot of youngsters in there for both teams now. Most of the kids there on the North Mac team, I believe, is the sophomore class. Evan Langelier has the pass intercepted by Kinder, and Kinder goes coast to coast and picks up an easy 2 off the glass. Gives him 5 and a quarter, 12 in the game. 59-40, North Mac lead, North Mac ball. Gustafson across midcourt, pulls up at the head of the key. He'll dribble over from right to left and give it off to Langelier for 3. Nope, too long, too strong. Fighting for the rebound. Whoa! They were fighting for the rebound. And as Bianco went down to the floor, he shoved it out, but he shoved it right out to the Panthers. Now fighting for the rebound on a loose ball. Foul's going to go against 23. And that'll be Hunter Smith just into the ball game. It'll send Brady Kinder to the free throw line. As we have mass substitutions now for the Bulldogs, Brent Kinder is in the ball game, as well as Tyler Grandadier and Frank Gross in there as well. Kinder shots up, and it's good. He'll get another one as Jonah Cassens comes into the lineup along with Cole Kallenbach for North Mac. Kinder's second free throw comes up short. Fighting for the rebound, shots up, and it's no good by Frank Goss, but he's fouled in the act, so Goss will go to the free throw line to shoot a couple. Foul will go against 24. That's Will Christopher just into the ball game. And to the free throw line, Frank Goss. First one's up, and the first one's good. So Goss, a 6'1 freshman, will get another one as Kinder will have a seat. Devin Ray will replace him in the Bulldog lineup. Frank Goss, second free throw. It's true blue. 2 for 2 from the charity stripe for Frank Goss, the 6'1 freshman. Makes it 59-43, still 2:15 to go in the game. On the dribble is Hunter Smith for the Panthers. He'll go drive into the lane, stop and pop from 10. Won't go as it goes off the iron, off the backboard strong. Back the other way comes Goss. Goss is going to go the whole length of the floor. No, I'm sorry. That wasn't Goss. That was Grandadier. Grandadier comes up with a driving layup as he gets that shot to drop for his first 2 points of the game. So it's 59-45. We're down to 105 seconds to go. Ball going out of bounds? No, they saved it before it went out of bounds. And Coach Wilson calls a timeout. 59-45, 1:44 showing on the fourth quarter clock. We'll take a break. Be back after these messages on WSMI. Let's just do one here. One will be fine. You want to go through our lineup again for tomorrow?
Okay. TJ's not messing around. He's putting the starters back in.
TJ Wilson believes in giving every member on the team a chance. But if you don't produce, you come set with me again. Starters back in the lineup.
They throw it away. And you know, Gary, sometimes you take your starters out and put them back in. Mentally, they've shut it down.
Well, that time it was just an errant pass down the sideline. Evidently, it wasn't touched. They'll bring it back over. And it will be Brent Kinder tossing it in to Devin Ray as we go into the final 100 seconds of the fourth quarter. Over on the wing, it goes to Grandadier. He'll dribble into the corner, pick up his dribble, then he'll give it off to Goss. Goss back up top. We'll go on the wing. It goes out of bounds as that one was passed to Brent Kinder, went right through his fingers for the turnover. 15 miscues on the Bulldogs as they trail this one by 14. Down to 125 and counting. White, as he tried to go behind his back. Foul going to be called against the Bulldogs as it'll go against Grandadier. So Grandadier will pick up his first. Both teams in the double bonus. So Tanner Wilson to the free throw line for the first time tonight. He'll shoot two. His first free throw's up, and it's good. Crawled over the front edge of the rim. He'll get another for Wilson, 3 points on the night. For the Panthers, they have 60, leading by 15. Make it 16 as Wilson makes his second free throw, giving him 4 points on the game. Ray brings it down on the dribble, goes behind the back, between the legs, and behind the back again. Still standing in the same spot he was with the fancy dribbles. They'll kick it over on the wing to Grandadier. Grandadier to the elbow, stops, pivots, gives the ball off to Frank Goss. Goss goes back up top and gives it to Grandadier. He'll try driving that right side. Wilson's all over him, so he'll pass the ball back to Goss. Now to Kinder. That's Brett. His shot will not go. Wilson comes down with a rebound. He'll dish it over on the wing to Van Buskirk. And Van Buskirk, as he takes off, Coach Wilson said, I want a timeout to put in a few more players. All right, let's see what he's got in here now. It looks like Kallenbach is back in there. And also in there is Will Christopher. As bringing the ball down is Bryce Trojak. Trojak over on the wing gives it to Jonah Cassens. Cassens has the ball go out of bounds. It'll go over to the Bulldogs. Turnover number 12 on the Panthers. Down to the final 40 seconds we go. It's been a rather lackluster finish, to say the least. But the Bulldogs will be playing for third place tomorrow. The Panthers will be playing for the county championship. Shot is up, and it is blocked there as big number 23, Hunter Smith, a 6'1 senior, gets the block. Now he's got the ball. With 20 seconds to go, he's dribbling, being guarded by Devin Ray. He'll pick the dribble up between the circles and give it off on the wing to Will Christopher. Christopher giving the ball back to Hunter Smith. Now down in the corner it goes to Cole Kallenbach. Kallenbach's shot is blocked, but they're going to say they fouled him, and he's going to shoot two. Will Cole Kallenbach, the 6'1 senior. This foul will go against Ray. It'll be his third. To the free throw line, Cole Kallenbach to shoot two. He'll eye the first one, try the first one, and buy the first one. A young man who evidently doesn't have a whole lot of scoring opportunities. You can hear from the crowd, they're excited that he got his name in the book. Kallenbach, the senior, will shoot a second one, and it'll go in also. A little bit of suspense with that one as it hung on the front edge of the rim and then finally went down. 63-45, Ray goes to the baseline. Turnaround jumper at the buzzer is no good, and that'll give us our final score. North Mac 63, Staunton 45. We'll take a break, come back, and recap this exciting Macoupin County action that you've been listening to on WSMI.